AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. It's a chaotic scene in Kathmandu. There is a frantic search for survivors from a powerful earthquake that has killed more than 1,100 people in four countries.
The ground shook quite hard for, I would say, possibly about 30 seconds. Trees were waving like crazy, like it was a hurricane or something like that.
Thomas Bell says Kathmandu is densely populated and has a very poor infrastructure.
One problem that we're likely to confront in the coming days is a shortage of water, a shortage of supplies, a difficulty in moving around, because this is really a very isolated place after you sever that road. And there are 3 million people living here without enough water and electricity, even on a normal day.
The earthquake leveled centuries-old temples in Kathmandu. Deaths were also reported in India, Tibet, and Bangladesh. Nepal is best known for Mount Everest. The quake set off an avalanche there, and government officials say at least 10 climbers were killed and at least 30 others were injured. In Baltimore today, rallies are planned protesting the death in police custody of Freddie Gray. Malik Shabazz is one of the organizers of the event.
I don't see any justice. I don't see anyone under arrest. I don't see anyone under possible indictment. All we see is stonewalling.
Shabazz has demanded the arrest of six officers who were involved in the arrest of Gray. Deputy Police Commissioner Kevin Davis in Baltimore says Gray should have received medical attention at the spot where he was arrested before he was put inside a police transport van, handcuffed and without a seatbelt, which is a violation of the police department policy. Seven members of the Kansas City Royals and Chicago White Sox are being fined by Major League Baseball. Six have been suspended for their roles in a bench-clearing brawl Thursday night. Royals pitcher Yordano Ventura was suspended 7 games. Edison Volquez suspended 5 games. This is AP Radio News. Some mainstream law firms are taking a look at the marijuana industry.
With recreational marijuana legal in 2 states and more than 20 others approving medical marijuana, law firms are opening their own pot divisions to attract clients. University of Denver Law School professor Sam Kamen says the lawyers recognize a lucrative new industry, but they are also concerned about potential ethical and legal pitfalls. At one Seattle firm, the Marijuana Practice Group has a completely separate brand with its own website. I'm Tim McGuire.
The famous Carnegie Deli in New York City has been closed. Utility workers are investigating a possible illegal gas hookup. A recording at the Carnegie Deli's phone number today says they are closed for repairs. There's been a stepped-up inspections process in New York of gas hookups since an explosion in the East Village killed 2 people last month. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.